Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
August is slipping past.
And you don't want to let this week's shopping show slide past either.
We have returning Redwood Curtain Theater this week, along with Humboldt State Family Sports Pass.
There's Pace Chem Dry back on the next show, along with Redwood Yogurt in Arcata.
There's Northwoods Restaurant, Hoppy Froyo's, and rooms at the Super 8 Motel in Central Point.
We have Westside Pizza in Arcata and Fortuna, along with Ferndale Pizza for Saturday's show.
There's also annual sports passes to College of the Redwoods Athletics, along with Cafe Nooner coupons.
Can't wait till Saturday?
You can buy off the website right now and save 25%.
That's at theshoppingshow.net.
For a printed list, go to Murphy's Markets in Humboldt or McDonald's in Brookings and Crescent City.
Remember to review the rules and conditions on the coupons and at the website.
If you have questions, just call and ask.
Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on KINS 106.3 FM, KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and on KEKA FM 101.5, 100.9 in Eureka, and 104.9 in Junction City.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. Why did President Obama pull out of Iraq? There are many arguments as to why we should have never been in Iraq, but once we were there, pulling out our troops was a disaster. When our president was in the process of withdrawing our troops, I commented that he is killing more people by doing this than the entire war has killed. I can understand why people believe we should have never been there in the first place, but leaving those people high and dry before they were trained to keep the peace was as if the United States put a gun to their head and pulled the trigger. Yes, the devastating killings that are happening today are a direct result of the policies put in place by President Obama and Hillary Clinton. The current army in Iraq doesn't have the training to handle combat. When ISIS engages these soldiers, they leave their post and run, leaving behind United States military equipment. ISIS is building an arsenal of U.S. weapons without spending a dime. The headlines in the news yesterday was that ISIS confiscated 2,300 United States military high-mobility multi-purpose wheeled vehicles, or Humvees. These armored vehicles cost the taxpayers of the United States hundreds of millions of dollars. We gave Iraq over 4 million pieces of equipment when we left. The Obama spin is that it would have cost us a lot of money to transport them home. These weapons are now in the hands of people who want every single American to die. They don't care if you are a liberal Democrat or a conservative Republican. They want to brutally cut off your head. For those of you who said we needed to leave, where is your argument against our troops who have been stationed in Korea for over 60 years? We have peacekeeping operations all over the world, yet the people who needed us the most are the first people Obama has abandoned to be raped and murdered. These thugs are killing anyone with a different belief than we have. Christian parents are being forced to watch their children be murdered before they are killed themselves. These barbarians are now doing their killing with weapons that our tax dollars purchased. Obama left an Iraq peace force that with hundreds of millions of dollars with the United States weapons, and they don't have the will to fight. Their training was incomplete, and yet our president pulled the rug out from under them for political reasons. I have a brother who had led 13 combat missions in Fallujah, and every single man who lost his life did so for nothing. Every drop of American blood that was shed has now been thrown back in the face of the soldiers who shed that blood by our president. Some of you think that the bloodshed rests on the President Bush's shoulders. His decision to go to war with Iraq was to stop the killing of millions of innocent Iraqi people by the hands of a tyrant. We may disagree with his decision, but at least we know why he did what he did. When Obama decided to pull our troops out of Iraq, the experts advised against it. He was told that the Iraqi forces were not sufficiently trained, and he withdrew our troops anyway. I will never understand the reasoning behind that decision, a decision that will ultimately kill hundreds of thousands of innocent people. ISIS is growing stronger every day. United States weapons are what they are using to grow in strength, all because our politicians have their heads buried in the sand. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.